Let the Games Begin, written by Niccolò Amaniti, translated from the Italian by Kylie Doust, and read by Rupert Degas. The leader of the beasts wasn't listening. He was thinking about Kurtz Minetti, as tall as a dick on a tin can. Full-time pastry chef, he'd already set fire to a Kirby vacuum cleaner salesman and now he had decapitated a nun. Anyway, you're all ungrateful. He pointed to them one by one. I've worked my arse off for this sect. If it hadn't been for me introducing you to the worship of Hades, you'd all still be sitting around reading Harry Potter. We know, Saverio, but try to understand us too. We do believe in the group, but we can't keep going like this. Murder bit angrily into a grissino. Let's just give it up and stay friends. The leader of the beasts slammed his hands down on the table in exasperation. Oh, how about this? Give me a week. You can't say no to an extra week. What are you going to do? Asked Silvietta, nibbling on her lip ring. I've been laying the groundwork for a mind-blowing piece of action. It's a really dangerous mission. He paused. But don't think you can just cop out. We all know that talk is cheap, but when it's time to act... He put on a whiny voice.
I can't, I'm sorry. I've got problems at home. My mother's not well. I have to work.
And he looked hard at Zombie, who lowered his head over his plate. No, we all put our asses on the line in the same way.
Can't you give us a hint? Murder asked shyly.
No. All I can say is that it's something that will send us right to number one on the list of Italy's satanic sects. Silvietta grabbed a hold of his wrist.
Mantos, come on, please, just a little hint, I'm so curious.
Saverio shook himself free.
No, I said no. You'll have to wait. If in a week's time I haven't brought you a serious plan, then thanks very much, we shake hands and disband the sect, all right?
He stood up. His black eyes had turned red, reflecting the flames from the pizza oven. Now, disciples, honour me. The members lowered their heads. The leader raised his eyes to the ceiling and stretched out his arms. Who is your charismatic father? You, the beast said in unison. Who wrote the tables of evil? You. Who taught you the liturgy of darkness? You.
Who ordered the pappardelle and hair sauce?
Asked the waiter with steaming plates perched on his arm.
Me.
Saverio stretched out his hand.
Don't touch, they're hot.
The leader of the wild beasts of Abaddon sat down, and without saying another word, began eating.